Two kinds of federal funding are distributed by Anchorage, those that fund building projects and those that fund public service projects, mostly helping the poor. Every year, the city writes a plan for how it's going to spend that federal money. In 2014, there's just one priority, affordable housing. In past years' plans, planner James Baim says the city would fund all kinds of projects.
So we did projects like neighborhood parks. We gave money to Catholic Social Services for Clara House, Covenant House for their shelter. We gave money to Salvation Army for their shelter.
The way things look now, Baim says, such projects will not be funded this year or anytime soon.
Well, right now, our direction is programming most of our funding for rental housing development. We've changed complete direction.
In 2013, the city got about $2.5 million in federal grant money. In a survey the city conducted, residents ranked affordable housing right behind homelessness projects and those that helped victims of domestic violence. The city made affordable housing the priority because access to housing can help reduce homelessness and make it easier for domestic violence victims to leave difficult situations. Brittany Matero works on homelessness issues with the Department of Health and Human Services. She's happy the municipality is finally responding to the need for affordable housing.
It's been obvious from the data that's been collected and from the community and their responses to us that affordable housing is very, very important, and that's the direction that we need to go.
But the new priority for the city will come at the expense of some social service providers. Catholic Social Services is set to receive $30,000 in public service grant money from the municipality to fund the overflow facility for Brother Francis Shelter this winter. Susan Bomolaski with Catholic Social Services says if public service funding is eliminated, they'll have to stop that service.
We'll cut the overflow shelter to Brother Francis Shelter, which currently operates out of Beans Cafe. If we don't receive the funding, we can't take it from our regular donations. We have too much to raise, just to keep our core programs running.
But Bomolaski says if the money's reallocated for supportive housing, it might not be such a bad thing. She says it may give homeless people who can't find appropriate, affordable housing a chance to get out of the shelter cycle.
With more supported housing, we could likely move people out of Brother Francis Shelter, and then perhaps we wouldn't need to use the overflow, and that would be a good situation.
Officials with the Municipal Department of Health and Human Services say the funds would likely be used to build and operate supportive housing projects. The Assembly will consider the municipality's 2014 action plan for how federal grant money will be used soon. Specific projects will likely go before the body for approval in early 2014 and can be designated or chosen through an application process. Municipal officials say NeighborWorks, Anchorage, and RuralCap are likely choices for funding affordable rental developments. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.